Pacifico's Flange.
Yeah, is Mike in, please?
Yes, he is. Hold on.
Thank you.
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. I work in the funding and underwriting department. How are you doing?
I'm just getting my voice back. I've been sick.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it's not strep throat. That's what I have people that actually work on my team have.
No.
All right. I just wanted to follow up with you. Soraya emailed you the loan documents. I'm just trying to get everything moving forward for funding. Did you have a chance to complete those and FedEx those out to us?
Well, we stopped short when we got to the page that said you wanted access to all of our accounts, our passwords, and you know, and all the logins and all that. And we're just not really comfortable giving anybody complete access to all of our accounts.
Fair enough. Let me give you my phone number first and foremost so you can talk to me. I'm actually a supervisor here, so I can help out on these questions. It's not a problem. Do you have a pen? You can write down my number?
Yeah. Hang on, just let me get a paper here. Okay. Your name again?
It's Ruben Goldstein. My phone number is 858.
858. Yes.
866.
866.
9102.
9102.
And my name is Ruben.
Right.
So I guess let's kind of, there's two documents sent to you. Let me make sure I can walk through this. Can you spare a minute or are you slammed up right now?
Yeah. No, I can spare a minute.
Okay. So let us go to...
I don't have it in front of me, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I think what you want is... Okay, very quickly. I think what you're looking for, what we're referencing is this page. I'm going to give you the exact page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Okay. So, yeah, 18. So, there's three ways to complete it. One way, and I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think there's going to be a huge issue here. One is, we're not trying to steal your password, but I can understand your concern, is, hey, look, I don't want someone to be able to go into my bank because they could just take out pretty much whatever they want, correct?
Correct.
So, one is we do the online verification. The second one is a join.me. The third one is decision logic. So, I believe that with decision logic or with decision logic or with the join me, we actually don't have you put this information on. Do you know who decision logic is?
No.
All right, so decision logic is a huge company that you can just Google them. They're massive. And basically they're a third party safeguard where you put your information in, it hooks up to your bank account, it verifies the information you've said, and I think it makes sense to say, why do we need this? The reason we need this is the following. There's a lot of programs that have been created in the last few months where you could actually go online and punch in a number you want, and you could create a bank statement with letterhead, with all this stuff, and it's completely fraudulent. That is not any accusation towards you. It's something that has become very, very common, and it's unfortunate that a few bad apples ruin it. So we do a bank verification just to verify what we've seen on the front side matches what we see, you know, in the bank. Here's what I'd like to do. I'm going to double check and make sure we can use any of those products, either the decision logic or the join.me, so you don't actually have to give the information directly to us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
In the meantime, could you get all the pages besides that page scanned emailed to Soraya and the COJ and get it FedEx, and then I'll help you out on this end?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you have Soraya in do you have my email?
I do not have your email.
You can CC me on it. It's R. Goldstein, R-G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N, at Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
And
E-I-N. E-I-N. At Bank of Cardiff.
Would you be able, not to rush you, but would you be able to email those documents to Soraya today?
Yes.
And then you understand that there's a third page that you have to get notarized and actually send a copy to her and also FedEx, correct?
Yeah, we already got those notarized.
All right, so if you can send a copy of the docs minus that page and the notary to Soraya and then overnight the original, I'll follow up on the bank verification. What time are you there until?
Let's see. I got an appointment. I'll be out of here by 4 o'clock.
All right, so I'll try to get back to you in the next 2 hours. If I don't get back to you, I'll call you first thing tomorrow morning, and I'll let Soraya know we spoke to get this wrapped up for you, okay?
Tomorrow I'll be in at about 10 o'clock.
Perfect. And you haven't taken any loans on the meantime, correct?
No.
Perfect. All right. I will try to get you before the end of the day. If not, it'll be 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty much slammed. I mean, 10 a.m. tomorrow is fine with me.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
I'll get on it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.